from Rav the two dots. It was a continuation really of yesterday.
No, it's all evening tonight.
Pshita. It's obvious. Shediyosa Materis. That when you have the case we were talking about, you had 199 of Chulin, and one of Orla fell in, one saw of Orla, and then another saw of Kili HaKerem fell in. So what makes the fact that you knew about the Orla first and it joined the 199, the truth is it needs to have the other way, it's not to speak. You had 200 of Chulin, right? And one of Orla fell in, right? And then that Kila Kang fell in afterwards. So the fact he knew about the Orla ahead of time is what allows the Orla to be nullified in the Chulin, and then that in turn nullifies Kila Kang, which falls in afterwards. Okay, so it's your awareness which makes the order significant. What happens if you yourself did not find out, but your friend knew in between? Now, this is a very interesting concept. In other words, were you to find out altogether after both the Orla and Kili HaKerem fell in, it would be awesome. Because Bittul is contingent on your awareness. Bittul is really not, how should I put it, it's not an objective state, it's a subjective state. When you become aware, then we say Achrei Rabim Hatos, follow the majority, and it's Bata Barov. But that's only if you became aware. If you didn't become aware, so you don't say follow the majority. So therefore, the Orla kids, Orla fell in, and the Kila Kam then fell in afterwards. You didn't become aware in the meantime, so there's no Bittul. And now the Orla and Kila Kam, which compromise more than ratio 1 and 2 to 200, Asr the mixture. So you have to come aware in between the falling of the Orla and Kila Kam. What happens now, says more, if you did not become aware, but your friend became aware in the middle? Does that work as well or not?
It's like the opposite of Shias.
That's right, different to Helemos. Right, right. The antithesis of that. Here it's a Pater as opposed to there where it's Mechayev, exactly. Okay? So, Pshita Shidiyosa Matarosso. Matrosso. Yidias Chaveru Maushet Tatir. What if his friend became aware? Hey, Chavido. What case is that about? Hulo yadabo, chaver yadabo. To have a case where he doesn't know, his friend does know. Yedias, okay, and we don't resolve the question. It remains up in the air. Let's go on to the next question.
Well, he
might have been away.
Yeah, I'd say the friend. No,
right.
You have a story,
a
situation
where
you're
wearing Shabbos, you don't want to wear it, you're not aware. Yeah. Shabbos. And the friend tells you, you know, take off your clothes. Right. Right. You know,
but if he doesn't tell you,
you know, just proceed home. Yeah. So there it's better. He doesn't tell you, you're wearing it, you're better. That may be, but here, we're talking about a case even where, again, you're out of town. So you never have any way of telling. Right. Okay. Idias Sufik Maushatatir Kidias Vadai. An awareness which is not definitive. Does it work as if it's definitive? What do we mean by this? Well, what are we referring to? Hey, Chavito, what's the case? Hoyel Fanav Shtei Kupus, he had in front of you two containers. Achas Yishba Vasan Zayim, one of which has 200. Vachasem Vasayim, the other which does not have 200, to cancel Orla Kilea Kerem. Nafla saw, and there's a big typo here, it shouldn't be true, it should be Orla. Nafla saw Orla l'toch achas mehem. If a measure of Orla fell into one of them, v'enidu lezmeim nafla, you don't know which one it fell. V'achakach nafla, and then afterwards fell, should be shnia, a second one, right, either of Kili HaKerem or something else. V'enidu lezmeim. And then afterwards you measure the containers, and you find, lo and behold, that the Orla and Kila Karen both fell into the same container. So in Tamar, which has 200, Kara corresponding to it. In Tamar, the Asafikitias Vadai, if you're going to say that a questionable awareness is the same like a definite awareness, Oila. That you knew when it fell. You didn't know to which container it fell, but you knew that it did fall. So therefore, the 200, canceled the one which fell in, and afterwards, when the other one falls in, the 201 in turn cancel it. But the idea in between it was not a definite idea, because at the time it fell, you didn't know to which container it fell. Only later on, retroactively, when you measured, did you become aware that it fell into the 200 container. So that's our question, whether you say also here the idea in the middle, which is only a suffix idea, is mechalik or not. Okay? It divides up or not. Haisa Kupa. Did we just finish it off on Ralph? Can I read till the end of the page? Okay. Haisa Kupa. No, of course not. Haisa Kupa. Or, you had another possible scenario. It was Haisa Kupa. You had a Achas. There was one container. Suffolk Yeshua Masayim, Suffolk Ainbar. You don't know if it has 200 or not. Or, Nafla Sa'arla Latocha. Or, a measure of Arla fell into a container. Ain't know how much is in the container. But ain't you doing Nafla Sa'im Nafla, Im Lo Nafla. You don't know how much fell in. But in one case, you're Mesupa gift, there are 200 in the container corresponding to what fell in. The other case, you know how much is in the container, but you don't know how much fell in, right? So all these are Yedia Safi cases. They're all cases where the Yedia is a Safi. And afterwards, it's on the second measure. And then you found, afterwards, when you measure, you found that there are 202 altogether. If you're going to say a Safi, it's like a definite Oila. Then it cancels. If you say it's not like a definite idea, then ain't only don't say achravim lahatos, because by the time you know for sure everything that the second measure is falling in, and therefore you would not say it's batel. And of course, the Gemara does not resolve any of these issues. Okay, how we go to the next Mishnah? Hatruma malas orla, truma cancels orla, varla maaser truma, and orla cancels truma. Keta, also. So our truma, you have a measure of truma shenafla l'mpeya, which fell into 100, which is batel. V'achakach naflu shloshes kav in orla, and then three kav is a half measure of orla. O shloshes kav in shokilakem, half measure kilakem falls in. Zui shatruma malas orla. Here the truma became part and parcel of the majority already, and it uproots the orla or the Masala, and vice versa, the Arla can uproot the Truma as well. Hela, Ha'arla, Malas HaKilayim. Arla can cancel Kilayim. HaKilayim is Arla. Kilayim can cancel Arla. Va'arla is Arla, and Arla can cancel Arla as well. Now that's very funny. It makes no sense how Arla can cancel Arla. Let me explain why it doesn't make any sense though. If you have, let's say, 200. You have 200. And a measure of Arla falls in. Full measure, which is Bato. Then another measure falls in. What's Halacha then? Well, vice versa, we said the first Arla joins with the Chulin to cancel that which is falls in afterwards. But here we wouldn't say that. Because here we say the principle of Choser v'Neor. It becomes aroused again. What does it mean, it becomes aroused again? When the first saw fell in of Arla, that was Bato. Because it wasn't a shear. But when the second saw falls in, we say Choser v'Neor, it arouses the first saw again. No, we never spoke about where the same thing falls in succession.
We had two cases where the two saw Arla falling together, and then another case where one fell in and another one fell in separate.
Never had an explicit case like that, at least not that I recall. No, it was always Arla and then Kiliya Karen. Okay, first Arla and then Kiliya Karen, not three different substances. Because then I wouldn't say Choser v'Neor, and it gets aroused again, because they're not two of the same substance joined together. Right, they combine, precisely. If it's the same substance, it makes a difference simultaneously consecutive. That's right. Okay? However, so what does it say here that Orla overcomes the Orla? So the Levi Yerushalayim brings down that here we're referring to Orla overcoming Netar Ravai. Let's say you have Netar Ravai, the fourth year's crop in Yerushalayim, where you can't redeem it, so you want to cancel it, Orla can join in order to help cancel it. That's what it's referring to. Not Orla, it's Orla literally, but Orla, the quasi-Orla, which is the fourth year's produce in Yerushalayim. Keta, how so? Saw Orla Shnavla Masai. If you have measure of Orla, it fell to 200. Vachakach Nafla Sasavod Orla. And then afterwards fell a measure or slightly more than Orla. The Sasavod Shel Kilaim. Or saw and slightly more of Kilaim. Kilakarim. Sorry, of Kilakarim. Zoi Shorla Malas Akilaim. This is a case where Orla takes over from Kilaim. Kilaim is Orla, Kilaim takes over from Orla. V'Orla is Orla, and Orla takes over from Orla. Let's make sure I got that right. Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. It's just remission is repeating itself. Okay, and in all these cases, the Orla joins into the permitted substance in order to cancel the next forbidden substance which falls in. Okay, says Gemara, do you pay some enough? I'm going to be curious. Lo sha truma mala es Orla. This is an interesting thing. Truma doesn't, when you have the 100 chulin and one truma, so the truma doesn't join it to cancel the orla. Ella, rather, well, not the truma cancels the orla. Ella shat truma meets the revis ima chulin. The truma joins together with the chulin lasos et lahalos this orla in order to take off the in order to cancel the orla. This is a very simple thing. I know why you have to say this even, but he's saying that obviously the truma by itself is insufficient. The truma itself is one small measure. But the truma joins with the chulin in order to cancel the orla. The truma, which is one, joins together with the chulin, which is 100, and with the other stuff, which is 100, right, in order to cancel the remaining orla. Okay? Is that clear?
Because there's a half of it, only three kamim.
Is it three kamim here specifically? Yeah, it must be right, because it's half a measure, yes. Yeah. Hi.
You missed the whole
ladder. We're up to Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Nicha, which is around the third line down. New legs? I don't think they have transplant surgery for that yet. Where were you? The exercise?
No. I was picking up some stuff at home.
What is the
The call center?
That's a pretty strong wash. So I picked it up. Unfortunately, the bookstore.
Oh, it's a bookstore across the street. The Eight Sahara. Okay. Now, Nicha, this makes sense. Or Truma Malas Orla. Truma cancels Orla. Makes sense. The Truma combines with Chulin in order to cancel Orla. Why is that? Chicane Torah Malas Etmea. It's like Torah which cancels Tomei. But my question is the other way, it says more. Orla Malas or Truma? How does Orla cancel Truma? Let's say you had Truma, which has to be canceled, so the Orla can join the Chulin in order to cancel it. How could that work? Kum Tmeya Malos HaTorah? Does Isser cancel Heter or Heter cancel Isser usually? Heter cancels Isser, but if you say Orla cancels Truma, so what are you saying? Isser cancels Heter because Orla is also to everybody, right? Whereas Truma is Mutzah to Kohanim, at least, right?
But the proportions are different. it's 1 to 200 for the Orlan, 1 to 100.
That may be. We would have to find a scenario which exactly it works.
You can't dilute it. You can't make the measurements.
He says, where does it say that, you know,
it's just a wall of
things.
It works both ways. Works both ways. We understand one and not the other. Go on. Go ahead.
I'm trying to formulate
automatic.
Just to be a believer, you have to
believe it. Somehow it should be related to the portion.
You didn't argue with me on the fact that he believes it's automatic.
If you have 100 measures of truma, of chulin, and you need to cancel, and truma falls in there, so even up to one measure of truma, so it's bottom. So then that's mevatel. That in turn, the truma which is brought together to chulin, in turn is mevatel a measure of arlo which falls in.
Right.
Okay, because it makes the whole thing permissible, at least permissible for kohanim, the whole thing. What about the other way around?
All right.
No. Wait. One second. What? Yeah.
20 measures of chulin.
He's talking about
one measure of arlo falls in. And so that's canceled. Then two measures of truma forward.
Two measures of truma, that's a good case.
Oh.
Now, Satsuma's question, how does the Arla join in to cancel the truma? Because we never.
If some truma falls into 100 parts of the
truma,
now the other falls in, why is it?
The other falls in how much? You know how much you need in order to cancel Orla? 200, right. So you have to have a half measure of Orla fall in 200 in order to make it canceled. Okay, that's what Gemara's talking about. And vice versa, it's what Dr. Spadella just said. If you have a double measure of Truma, which falls into 200 plus 1 of Orla, so then the Orla joins in to cancel it. 202 of Orla, 202 including Orla. So the question is, how can Orla join to cancel Truma? Orla is Isser, Truma is Heter. Isser doesn't ever cancel Heter. Isser only, if Heter cancels Isser, it absorbs it, but not vice versa. No, that's not like Shabbos. I'm not talking about mutter or osir. I'm talking about here that heter means permissible foodstuff and osir means impermissible foodstuff. Okay, so again, so so he answers back the question with the question. In this case here,
let's say we got one of the worst questions.
What's the problem? Not if you say Orla is canceling the truma. Orla is not mutter.
So how could that cancel the truma, which is heter?
Okay, so Gemara turns the tables. Gemara says, Loi tzorim shem etzel kohanim. What about truma itself? Truma itself is an iser. So how could truma cancel Orla? It's iser v'zoyim, right? So that's
relative iser.
What?
It's not absolute iser.
They are customly dark.
Orla is an absolute iser.
Elie Ratza, if he wants to go into social corner, he can bring it to get coins now. He can still social law. Put up social law, he can go into his own area. Born and built, also has the courts. If he can make a marker on the outside,
I don't know. Let's take more answers. Let's go back to that afterwards. Okay. So it says, Loi tzorim shema yitzel kohanim. lost my train. I'll just say, I love my train of thought. Maybe you're going to say, when Truma cancels Orla, it's not permissible to Zorim, it's only permissible to Kohanim, right? In other words, precisely because Truma's only Heter vis-a-vis Kohanim. So let's say that when Truma cancels Orla, that now the mixture is only going to mutter to Kohanim and not to non-Kohanim, right? It's an interesting concept, if you think about it. What we're saying is that Truma is only a relatively more permissible substance, and it's only can cancel prohibited substances in the state where it's permitted. So therefore, maybe I can say that the only time, or the only thing you can do with Orla, which is canceled by Truma joining into the fray, is to allow the quantity to Truma, not a regular Zorti to Truma. That's more his question. Okay? Again, when is Truma called Heter? Only vis-a-vis a Kohen. So maybe if you want to cancel the Orla and use the Truma in the act, so who can be considered Mutter for? Only for the Kohen. So therefore it's only Bata vis-a-vis a Kohen, not vis-a-vis Yisrael. I could say that.
The Orla is only
Mutter for a Kohen now and not for Yisrael because the canceling substance, the truma, is only mutter for Kohen. Okay? So Mara says, So it says what? Laitzel Zorim, Shemaitzel Kohanim. Maybe you say it's not mutter for Zorim, it's only mutter for Kohanim. Can't be. But Ninon, rather, then we learn Orla Malas Akilayim. Orla cancels Kilayim. But Kilayim Malas Orla. And Kilayim cancels Orla. The Orla Esa Orla. And Orla cancels Orla. And Shani Tamon Beitza Zorim Beitza Kohanim. In this Brisa, it doesn't distinguish whether it's Mutter for Kohanim, Mutter for Zorim. In all cases, it says it's Mutter. Now, that's the end.
It is a weak answer.
That's what I'm going to say. That's the end of the sugya, which sounds like basically, well, as the Brisa says, it's Mutter to everybody. But Levi Yerushalayim makes it better. He says, it's not really in the Gemara what he says. It's like a super commentary. But he says is that, listen, you got to realize that there is a since the Braisa is saying, without any restrictions, that Issur substance number A works against Issur substance number B. So that means that by definition, Isser cancels Isser. Your premise is wrong. You thought only Heter cancels Isser. No. The fact that nobody says differently means that it must be that Isser cancels Isser as well. So it's really a Svara. The question is what the logic is. We see only Heter cancels Isser, or to make it a broader, more simplistic definition, substance cancels substance. The answer is that we say what? Substance cancels substance. And therefore, Truma can join with Chulin in order to cancel the Orla. And it can be Mutter even for a non-Kohen. Okay, because substance is canceled by substance. Okay? Says more further. So, Truma Shinaf Lameh. You have a measure of Truma which fell in 200. Amrei Lezer says, Leitz Kantoch Meh, don't say it's in 200. El Toch Tisha Vitesh Tisha. Of course, we had this in a previous Mishnah that it said there. Rabbi Lezer tried to set up our mission like Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, we had a machlokas whether you need 99.1 or 99, right? No. 99.1 or 100. In order to be matir truma, you need 99.1 chulin, or you need 100. Okay, because you need some total either 100.1 or some total 101. So Rabbi Lez says, he holds like Rabbi Lez that it's 101. The Rabbi says, Leitz Kantoch Meh El Toch Tishin V'Tisha. You don't have a... when does the Truma's Ma'at Truma fall, which fell in Asr, it falls in 99. If it falls in 99.1, then it's okay. Okay? So to Sa' Arla, Shinov V'Toch Masayim, which says a measure of Arla fell to 200, Rabbi Lez said, Leitz Kantoch We're talking Messiah, it's not 201 altogether. That will talk Chameh of a Tisha Matesha, but into 199. And we say it fell to 199, it makes up 200.1, and 200.1 is enough to provide a cancellation, a bit. Okay? Says more further. Mishnah, actually. Kamechamit, anything which ferments. Vametabel, or spices. Vametameah, or mixes. Betruma, by truma, by orla, vekilia kerem, it's aser. Now this is taking ferments, chamechamets. It's even if the proportion is less than 1 in 200, or less than 1 in 100 for truma, doesn't matter. The fermentation, the rising of the dough as a result of the herb or spice, is what makes it recognizable as prohibited, even if the shear is less than the proper shear. Okay? It's a very big chiddush, which I'm telling you right now. Again, originally, let's say you had in the dough that you were, the sourdough using as the starter in order to get your dough mixture to rise. So let's say that sourdough is far less than 1/200th. It's 1/400th of the bread. It's still usher. Why it's still usher after you made the bread? Because the principle of a fermenting agent having far more prohibited. So even if it doesn't reach the ratio of 1 to 200, it still remains usher. Why would you think that is?
We had something similar like that in challah. When there was, when you hire to be mafish challah,
yeah.
When you had 5/4, right? That when, if it fermented, then if it got larger in size, didn't that?
Yeah, but why? But that shouldn't have to do with orla. What does that have to do with orla?
Because it's not the actual substance, but the eventual size that it becomes.
Again, say it again.
It's not the original size,
but rather
substance, but as it ferments, it gets larger.
It's
the volume.
Yeah, if the volume far exceeds the amount of a sourdough which was there,
so it should be
okay.
So
he says the Gemara is going to say a very nice svara. The Gemara is going to say, you know, the svara is, it's like nikkur isser. Since it fermented because of isser, it's the isser is impermanently embossed, so to speak, on this bread.
Tainted,
right. So even though it's less than a shear, it taints the bread, and therefore you can't use the bread as a result. You see that? Do you like it? Okay. Bishamarim Abitami. Bishami says also, if you introduce Tomei, let's say Truma, into the mixture, so then it's mitame everything else. Now Beis Hillel says, it's only the foreign introduced subject is a kibetza in size, otherwise it doesn't transmit tuma. And Lustoik ish kvar itma haya mitamide shama, he was a student of the elder shama himself. Varmei says shalti shama yazoki, asked shama the elder, Varmei, he said, Tuma does not spread from the sourdough which is introduced unless it's more than a kibetz inside. Why they say that by somebody who ferments or spices or mixes in that yati machmir, or where do I say machmir? Min bemino. There, because by min bimino, the shear is when it gets mixed into a similar type, the shear is 200 for kilaim, no ifs or buts. When is it sometimes a chumrah? Sometimes a chumrah. Min b'sheno mino. If you have apples gets mixed up with oranges, or grapes with crackers, so on and so forth. What's the min b'sheno mino? Ketzar. How does it work? Sor shel chitim. You have a cake, a starter dough, a sourdough of chitim, of wheat, Shinava toch isas chitim, which fell into a dough of wheat, v'yeshbo g'del chametz, and has capacity to ferment, ben sheyeshbo la'alos be'achor rumeya, whether there has the capacity to cook 101, ben sheyeshbo la'alos rumeya, and therefore you want to compare the enough chuli to cancel the truma, also, it makes no difference, it's forbidden. Okay, so we see here that which can ferment causes an issa regardless, which is really what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah. Even if it has more than 1 in 100, it still ferments, right? Because it has ramifications now, as if it's never bought. Ein bo la'alos be'achor rumeya. What happens if it does have capacity to rise 600 times its 100 times its current size? Bein sheyesh bo, I'm sorry, it doesn't have the capacity. They're not enough to cancel 100. That's what I meant to say. They're not enough to cancel because there aren't enough things in the suffix. Bein sheyesh bo k'dei l'chametz, bein she'en k'dei l'chametz oser. So regardless of whether there's enough in order to ferment or not, it's also because it's not.
Certainly, I lost my train of thought again.
Yeah, if it's if it's less than 1 in 200. So then it doesn't matter if it can ferment or not. By definition, it's going to forbid the mixture because less than 1 in 200. If it's more than 1 in 200, then it's still not scot-free. That's what we're saying. It depends if there's enough there to ferment it or not ferment it. If there's enough to ferment, as we mentioned before, fermenting or causing dough to rise makes it also if there's far less than 1 in 200. When do I need 1 in 200? Where there's less than enough to make the dough rise. Then I go by the proportions. So basically the rule of thumb is that whatever it takes to make the dough rise is also. If you have more than that, it's also. If you have less than that, it's potter. I don't think mutter, but it's potter in this case. Okay? Am I making myself clear at all?
If it's less than
1 in 200, the proportion is less. Mean there's more of the forbidden dough, the forbidden sourdough, so it makes no difference whether it can create fermentation or not. This stuff is awesome. If it's more than 1 in 200, it means it's sufficiently diluted, hypothetically should not be a problem. Still, if it causes the dough to ferment, that's the major catalyst, so then it's awesome as well, because if the yeast is recognizable, it's tainted, right? Okay? That's all by min bimino. Where do you have a case to be mekel to be machmir? Min b'she'en omino, when it's min b'she'en omino. Though it's, let's say, barley gets mixed up with, he's going to give a case. Keita, grisim, she's bashim adoshim. You have beans which got mixed with lentils, and they're cooked together. There have enough beans to give a taste to the lentils, which are not truma. Whether they're enough to cancel 100 or not enough, also, it's forbidden. Why is that? Because they give off a taste. So where's 100 a good shear when there is no taste? But where there's a taste, then whatever, then you have to get past whatever creates the taste. Otherwise, it's not okay. Okay. Anybody have a nice time if they don't have a taste? Ben sheyesh bo la'alos be'achor rumeya mutter. If it doesn't have a taste, then it's min b'she'en omino, so it's mutter no matter what. You don't even need the 1 in 100. It's interesting. The 1 in 100, 1 in 200 term is stated by min b'mino, where it's a similar type, which is diffused, so a similar type, we have to give shiurim. But by min b'she'en omino, I say you don't need these shiurim. It always goes by no set time. Right.
Is that the saying?
Also, yeah, no set time. Yeah, whatever taste it has. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? Dark, whatever positive taste it has.
Wasn't there a machlokes
about time of God? If there is, then it's going to be here. You'll see. Okay? Say it tomorrow. Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Khalif Chilfe. Rabbi Yoina B'Shem Rabbi Shem Melochi said, why did Beis Shammai and our Mishnah say that even unless the kibbutz could bring tumah to the mixture? Don't we know all over that the only time you get tumah is where you have a kibbutz on it, you didn't have it? So Shem Elokhi said, Kitapuach osino so Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, look at whatever chametz you have here as if it's an apple. Now, apple doesn't mean apple here. What does apple mean? Bloated. Tafuach, expanded. So therefore, whenever the dough is fermented by the sourdough, the tomei sourdough casting its catalyst throughout the dough, Beis Shammai holds that is as if it got bloated to above and beyond the shear of a beitzah, and that's why it imparts too much ochlin to everything in the in close proximity there too. Okay? Says the Gemara. Tama Tanya, we learned over there. Mean Mayat Seva. You have water which is colored with dye. Both say Sabashlosh Lugin. And got poured into a mikvah before the mikvah was complete. If three lugin got poured in, it passes the mikvah. However, if any place is subshim mara, it only goes by the scale of measure, it doesn't go by color. Okay? Color is immaterial. Now, here I have a whole line which you guys don't have. Mer kol poslo b'shloser slugin, anything which only because creates a psul if it's three lug, so then. Post of a sub machine, if it looks different, it's also no good. Now, what? Again, time it's here. May I tell post of a sub machine? If you have water which had a color to it, so it goes by the same shear as any water. It doesn't go by the changing the visage of the body of water in question. And Mayor says that if you can possibly, if you can, I'm misreading my Mayor for that's a problem. And Mayor said if you can possibly with three lugin. No, I wrote it right the first time. If you can pass with three lugin, you can pass with even less than three lugin. Less than,
He said we don't know whether it's a chalukah, and we don't know whether it's talking about gula or pukta. We don't know about any of that. It could be talking, in other words, what he's saying is it could be talking.
It was about the color. Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll fit it in now. Let me read inside again. Time to learn over there. May I tell a post of Sobashlosh's Lugin? If you have cold water, possibly if you have three Lugavit, vein post of Shobashino Imara, but not when it changes the color, because with regard to water. That's all Tanakama. Right? Mayor says, you know what? Anything which passes it, if it's three Lugin, in other words, if it has, oh, now I got it. If it would pass it as it did in Mayim Shuvim, it passes even if it looks different. Aye, there's not enough of it. The shear from Mayim Shuvim for drawn water is three lug. You don't have three lug. Abba Bray, look inside. Abba Bray, Rav Nachman said, explain. Divi Rabbi Nechmeir, what does our mayor hold? Mishum She'ena Nikeres. The Shiva Nikeres. Mishum Shiva Nikeres. Says that even if you have less than three lug, which is generally the minimum shear from Mayim Shuvim to for drawn water to pasul mikvah, if they're colored, then the chashiv even less than three lugin. Why is that? Because she'iva, they're nikeres, it's recognizable that they're mayim shuvim. Why? Because they have a unique color unto themselves, right? And that's just like our Mishnah says more. Rabbi Huna B'Sher Rabbi Abba said, I see the Rabbi Meir, Kim B'Shamai, a man's going like B'Shamai in our Mishnah. Just like B'Shamai, the Amre, Mishum Chimutz Machmitz, just like B'Shamai says, if you use the sourdough, which is Tomei, to cause your dough to ferment, even though it's less than a kazai, less than a kabeitza of tamei dough, and it shouldn't spread tumah. But since when you use it ferment, now it's recognizable. You see it in front of you. How do you see it in front of you? Because it rose. And the rising came because of the tumah, right? So too over there. By she'iva is also, we say, nikaris, even though there's less than the proper shear, which generally is mechayiv you for this purpose. Nonetheless, since it's recognizable, because you see a risen chalos, so therefore you have to answer it. Okay. Yes. That's a mekumbay v'sham re'mishum chimutz machmit keremer re'mishum she'iva nikaris. Now Gemara says very interesting thing. Where do I say she'iva nikaris or chimutz nikar when there are two components of chumrah here? A, it's an usur substance. B, it also has tumah attached to it. But what about yesh bo tumah? It only has tumah attached to it, ve'ein bo isur. But it's not usur. What about in that case? You have such as, very interesting case which he says here. Where Lev Yerushalayim explains a saw of chulin tmeim of sourdough, chulin tmeim fell into a chmeis, 100 saw of chulin tahirim of sourdough, is it batel or is it not batel? No.
Because it's chulin.
Right, that's Gemara's question. You have tamei chulin, which fell to tar chulin. What's the status there? Right. That's right. So,
say it would be the same
word. Gemara doesn't resolve it. Gemara says the tzad here not to say like you. It's that say where do I say it's choshev? Where I say it's choshev because it's usur. So then that's a catalyst. Also say that it's a unique stage into the process. But where it's mutter anyway, so then it's not put it. When you have chulin, it's found in the chulin, it's nothing. Since it's nothing, it's not to give enough to say, ah, follow the conduct of Rove here and say bit of Rove. How so? It's all chulin here. Of course you can eat it. Yeah. No, it's allowed to eat chulin to me. Yeah, sure. Now to me without the mason is allowed to eat chulin to me. Okay. So and we don't answer this question. Now here's an ironic thing. You use a sourdough mixture which is awesome to make other sourdough. The Mas says have say iser, so they're both iser. Reba al arisho nubitlo. Let's say inadvertently you put more dough in with the first batch, and you are mevatel the sourdough therein of arla or whatever it was, but you didn't leave it. You didn't do the same thing to the second batch. So nasa ikert fela, right? You're gimel ve'alef now. That which was previously the primary, so the first batch is now secondary, that it's mutter, because now there's enough in there to cancel. With Fela, the second batch, which was always second stringer, so to speak, right? Here, it retains its severity. Why does it retain its severity? Because you weren't mevatel it, right? You didn't add enough, enough new growth in order to cancel it. In other words, again, if you added, you had sourdough, but you introduced it to a mixture. Now you asked that mixture, and then they took sourdough from that mixture and planted another mixture, right? Not planted, fermented another mixture. I'm making myself clear. Somehow tonight I'm not talking straight. You have a clear case like this. You have sourdough which fell into regular chulin, right? Sourdough which is also, which fell into regular chulin and caused it to rise. That's also, right?
It's also because it's tame.
It's tame, or because it's orla, whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter. It's also. And now, you take sourdough from the fermented stuff and put it into another batch. So the second batch is also awesome. Right? Because the first batch came awesome, so too the second batch. What happens if, however, before the second batch was done, you went and inadvertently you added a whole bunch of chulin to the first batch. Right? Enough chulin sourdough that in and of itself could have caused the dough to rise, right? So now the first issa, the issa on the first loaf fell off, right? But this on the second loaf still remains, right? That's what we're saying. Nasa ikra tofel tfela ikra, topsy turvy. That which previously was primary is now secondary, which previously secondary is now primary. Right, it's very obvious. I'm just making it through obfuscating tonight. It's very simpler. Simple, yeah.
We're looking for things that we're always looking for something.
Right. It's nothing hidden here. So, next case. So, again, Tabi Gimelhav. Sorshel Truma Shnova Tocha Isa. Sourdough of Truma fell into the dough. This is a cool case. Vigbio. Okay, you picked it up. You're going to give it to Cohen, right? Now, of course, you don't know which one you picked up. That's, now look, you pick up one out of 101. You don't know which one you're picking up, right? But you picked up one. But lo and behold, what happened after you pick up one? The dough became fermented anyway. So at first I wanted to say, raisin mataras? Hi, why did it ferment? Because of the truma in it. Doesn't matter. I took care of the truma. When did I take care of the truma and remove it? When I took one out of the 101 to give it to Koi. So the fact that it turns out that wasn't the truma actually which I picked up, because were it the truma, that the dough would not have continued to ferment. Nonetheless, since the one I says, since I picked it up to give, so I assumed that that was the truma, and not that which is left. That's the Gemara's Havim here. And so therefore, that which is left, even though it's like a legal fiction, even though that which is left continues to rise, it's because the truma is really still there. It's as if the truma is taken out. Says Gemara, come on, baloney. Uzakavasah, te'enot shel truma. So what are you going to say? What happens if you have a fig of truma? Shenav l'toch mea, and it fell to 100. Huk ba'achas mea, and now you picked one up. And then you gave it to Koi. Then, after you gave one to Koi, you said, whoops, shucks. There's the fig over there in the mixture of 100, and it says Truma on it. So what do I ignore it? Because you already gave one to the Koi. Do you ignore the fact that this one you see clearly is one which is Truma? Of course not. I know that this one's Truma, so I have to pick it up now too, right? And give it to a Koi, right? So how can you compare so to here? Just because I already gave some to the Kohen, but now I'm seeing it's fermenting, so I know it's still there, so I should have to give it to the Kohen. So there's more, no. Tam and lo hukar iser. Hacha hukar iser. There, by the case of the fig. So I specifically recognize which one is awesome. Right? Here, by the case of the sourdough, so I can't see the sourdough, all I can see are its results. So therefore, Taka, there's an interesting chiluk. That here, since I took off the one to give the truma, so the rest becomes mutter, even though I know the sourdough is still there, because I can't actually see it. Except according to Beis Shammai, of course, we said previously that chimutz gives it heker. But if you don't know the Beis Shammai, so then you, Taka, have no problem here. As opposed to a fig where there I can identify it as such as being the one which is also there, I have to take it out, even if I already took out one previously. Okay? Rabbi Yonah boy. Now a new question, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talked about why did our Mishnah talk about Vlomalotina grease and shades bashly morris? Why did our Mishnah talk about beans which got mixed in with cooked in with lentils? Why are you talking about beans which got cooked in with rice? I'll tell you why. Irish is going like opinion that says Nosetam Gam is a typo, should be awesome. Because rice and beans mix, but lentils and beans don't. So for our Mishnah, which brings down lentils and beans, muscle that knows as being a mixture and saying it's awesome, muscle knows in time of Kam is awesome. Says the more, even though it has a negative taste. No. I feel command the more knows in time of Kam. So even according to Bini Walls, it normally knows in time of Kam, if it gives enough taste, you're exempt. Here it's different. Why is here it's different? Because modu acha shu asur. Here it's different because it's forbidden. What does it mean that it's forbidden? He himself contrived this case. He put the beans with the lentils. So what are you going to say? It's not no sitam l'shvach? Of course for him it's no sitam l'shvach. Otherwise he wouldn't have done it. And therefore in this case I say that it does join together, it does create an issue. Okay? Greasing show to true truma. You have beans of truma. And it should be shenis bashl, which got cooked in with lentils, adoshim shochulin. V'yeshvem no sitam, and now the beans are giving a taste of truma beans to the lentils. Then biva leim adoshim. Afterwards, if you add more lentils, of course, b'shogi, not intentionally, shochulin mutter. It's mutter because, though aim about linisul chatchila, here it's not being about chatchila. You add on later on unintentionally. A kama yirbe. How much do you have to add on? That's another interesting question. Okay, you want to add on it inadvertently. When you're adding on inadvertently, how much do you have to add on in order to make it mutter? So it says, Gemara, again, bear in mind, we have beans of truma which fell into lentils of chulin. So how much now do you have to add on in order to cancel the beans? So it says more, a very interesting thing. Al daiti to Rebbe. It's a tifluch to Rebbe Yerushal B'yotzi. Machlokas Rebbe Yerushal B'yotzi. Al daiti to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, do Omar, he said, Achiyarbo Kulon. You need enough beans, enough lentils, to cancel all the beans and lentils which were there originally. That was the beans of Truma. They fell to lentils. Now you want to cancel it. So you have to have enough beans corresponding to 20 times the entire mixture. I got mixed up. You have beans of truma chal to lentils. They asked for the lentils. Now you want to be matcha the lentils. You add more lentils. Yeah, how many more lentils do you have to add?
So, isn't it just to make it 1 to 100?
No. It's mean b'shein amino. Because it was originally beans of truma and lentils of chulin. So he holds you have to have add enough lentils to cancel all the beans and lentils which are originally there. Why is that? Because chaticha nasis nevela. He holds all the lentils which got mixed in with the truma beans became osir of themselves. They became isser. You have to double the whole thing, right? Or more for that matter. Al daiti to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, however, do Amar Chirba and Nofli. Shmuel Yossi says you only have to put enough lentils in order that with the lentils which are originally there, they should cancel the beans. Because he doesn't know Chatichon Nasis Nevel in this case. He doesn't know that the lentils become as awesome as the beans, only the beans retain their flavor of isser. Okay? Now, greasing, and it should be shel truma. You have beans of truma, sheis bashel im adoshim shel chulin, which got cooked with lentils of chulin. Famine has the time, they don't give a taste. It's okay, right? So it's okay, there's no problem. Rebalin greasing shel chulin. What, now you added on greasing, more beans, but not of truma of chulin. So you have a definite taste of beans in this trollant. But it's not all beans of Isser. Because you added on beans of chulin to the beans of truma. So what's the status in this case? Do I say mean or less or? Do I say that the beans of chulin joined together with the beans of truma in order to make it a taste of isser or not. So it says more lo take dolem yain nesach. There should be no different than yain nesach. What's halach by yain nesach? Kemada tem by yain nesach. I can test by yain nesach the following. At royas hetak mishaino. Halach is like this. Let's say you have wine of yain nesach. You pour some Gallo wine. You have some Gallo wine, a pint. And then you have a cup of Gallo wine. And then you have 60 cups of water. And then you have a cup of Kedem wine. So now, if without the Kedem wine in there, I would say that the Gallo wine is bottled in the water, right? Now they have the Kedem wine in there, so maybe it's not, according to previous sugar, we just learned it shouldn't be bottled. Why? Because the Gallo wine and the Kedem wine join together to overcome the water. But I don't say that by Yain Nesach. By Yain Nesach, I say, forget about the Kedem wine, leave it out of the equation, just look at the water vis-a-vis the Gallo wine. Okay? Kamarate Yain Nesach Adro Santa Kamishaino. You see that the Kedem wine is as if it's not there. And also, look at the Gallo wine. If it has enough taste to go against the water or not. Here too, at look at the mutter beans as if they're not there. And also, look at the osser beans. If it has enough to give off a taste to osser, then it's osser. If you love mutter, and if not, it should be mutter. Says the Gemara, Hada Amran, this Taka tells us you're right. Gemara reneges. Riba lein grisin shechulin mutter. If you added beans of chulin, just like the Kedem wine added on, it remains mutter. Why is it a mutter? Because I always look at the isser. The isser, the usser beans, vis-a-vis the lentils. I don't add the mutter beans into the lentils. This is not like the case we began with. The case we began with at the beginning of the evening is that if you have Orla which fell into 200 and was cancelled, and then another Orla fell in later on, so I say Choyzer v'Nior, that the second Orla wakes up the first Orla and the Bittul is over, right? But that's only because they're both Usser. But if I have the case where first I have Mutter wine, Usser wine, excuse me, and then Mutter wine falls in, so even though now I still have the taste of wine once more reverberating through this mixture, right? Nonetheless, I never look at the Mutter wine in the equation. I only look at the Usser wine. If vis-a-vis the Usser wine, the Shishim, that's enough to cancel. And the same thing we said by the beans also. Beans of Heter, Isser, and beans of Heter, right? Which fell into lentils, and although there's a taste of beans in the lentils, it has to be the taste of beans or the oyster beans. If you don't have that, it remains mutter. Okay? Stop here.